Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Frank, what's the food and drink policy for your galleries here? For this gallery?
Oh.
I've seen people go in there with their beers. It's okay?
It's fine.
It's okay.
Yeah.
So it's okay with their drinks to go in? No food or?
Yeah, well, I mean, we don't normally really police it.
Okay. That's what I thought, but I wasn't sure it changed.
I mean, food. Like, not in, like, yeah, drinks I think are fine, but we should try and keep food away from the artwork.
From the artwork, okay.
Even if it's wine.
Huh?
Even if it's wine, red wine, and all that, it's fine.
Well, that's the thing, they did bring red wine. We normally don't have red wine.
Okay.
So, maybe ask Susan if she could give you more of a definitive answer. I'm like, I don't know, maybe.
Maybe ask Frank.
How does funding work?
So we're an independent nonprofit, so our budget is a mishmash of donations, grants. We have a large education program, and we have an events office that rents it out.
Do you raise funds specifically for a show, or it just comes from the program?
We write grants for specific programs. If we had an idea for a big show, we could write a grant for a project.
You want to stand in front of Fantastic Bodies.
Fantastic Bodies.
Yeah, I'm like 5 minutes before the trial. It's like a marathon, and then you just stop. You know? Hair comes, more comes.
As much money as they can.
Yes, come on in, come on in. So, hello. Thank you for coming tonight. At least it's starting to get dark later, and it's done raining, but it's now cold again. No, it's a good place to be. It's in the gallery. So I wanted to introduce you to the curator of this exhibition, my assistant curator, Frank McCauley. And Frank, just a little bit of background, has been curating this group of works under the heading Frame and Frequency. So he's been putting out a call, getting hundreds and hundreds of people sending him very timely new video work, and he carefully goes through it and selects 7 or 8 artists for each edition of works. And then we usually have been screening them downstairs. I mean, in the Buchanan room. In addition, this is an exchange, and there's an exchange with a curator in Medellin, Colombia. So they are exhibited in 2 places. He's open for moving
new
that globally. Yeah, or new. So if you know of anybody, or you think of any kind of connections that we can make, because I think what's really interesting is that Frank is really deeply invested in the power of video, and he sees it as being kind of a shaped in a way that makes it more material-esque than we often think of video as a film. It's much more like it gives you possibilities that do not exist, and it keeps growing and changing each year that we get new software and new capabilities, and we're trying to keep up with it. And I'm super excited about this show because I like the idea that you installed video in a space and made an installation. And there are multiple ideas here, all under the topic of fantastic bodies. But I'm going to let him talk more about that.
Yeah, so thank you all for coming out. As she said, this show is really the culmination of 3 years of screenings. Each time, we do it about twice a year, and I put out this call, and I pick 7 or 8 international artists. And so each time I put this call out, I get between 250, 350 submissions, I go through that and I pick the 7 or 8. So after 3 years of that, I looked at all that I had included. And so normally I kind of, it's like an overall, there's no theme tying them. There's multiple themes. And I kind of look at them visually and see what I think might go well together. But for this one, I wanted to try and have more of a focus on a theme. So I started with Maggie Hazen over here. She's an artist from New York. And I did the initial screening in the Buchanan Room. It was a big two-channel installation. But then I started following her work, and I noticed these video sculptures that she started making, and I thought that was really interesting. So that was like my start. So I was looking at this artist that was starting to incorporate a physical kind of apparatus to show her video on. So I started just thinking about that idea of the apparatus and how artists use it in different ways. And a lot of this work wouldn't be possible without a specific kind of technology or software or something like that. So on the other side of the gallery, that was the second piece. So they're kind of bookended, and that's David Politzer. And so he's an artist that I have actually known for about 15 years or so. And this was a piece that was originally designed as a performance piece at the Bronx Museum. And so he made this yoke, and he would work out with these two versions of himself. So there's kind of this push and pull between this these two very different masculine identities. One is the very sensitive artist version of him who's in touch with his feelings, and the other is this ultra-chauvinistic, just complete jerk version of him that's just all about himself and what he can get from people. And so he's like working out and like pushing in between the two. And this piece was actually made in 2006. So if you listen to it, there's references to the kind of, on the right-hand side, there's references to the people that he kind of admires, like Trump and things like that. So he would like, you would never have imagined that what it would come to pass, like what's happening right now. But I love that piece because I know him as a person, and so it's really interesting for me to see these drastic sides of his personality. But then a lot of the other work, so it kind of tends towards animation, different kinds of animation. So you'll see a lot of 3D rendered spaces. Some of them are more old school. There's a piece over here by Miriam Ekbal. She's a Pakistani artist, and she used a scanner and moved the image across the scanner and then animated those images and it distorts the body. And then around here, Sean Kim, he animated a book. Like, so he collected different instructional books, like dance instruction, karate, things like that, and then he animated it frame by frame by frame. So there's a lot of variety in different kind of animations. Maggie, she utilizes video game scenarios, and then she inserts female characters, so she's subverting these hyper-masculine, hyper-violent situations and feminizing them, replacing guns with flowers, and replacing all the men with women, and the women can't die, they're infinitely reincarnated. So another thing, I really wanted to, instead of just doing videos on a wall, I wanted to do a little bit more with installation and see what that can kind of add to the experience of a video. So these, I was kind of thinking little galleries inside galleries. This wallpaper is the pattern on that the character in the video game is wearing on her dress, and the dress is actually the artist is one of the artist's mother's dresses. That's a little intro to everything. I got it kind of on tangents, I guess. But yeah, if anyone has any questions, feel free to ask me. Yeah. Well, I started off thinking about the apparatus as kind of like a broad theme, but then as I started to select work, I noticed that I was all the pieces focus on the body in some way, So they might be dealing with different themes, but they all center on the body and how we relate to technology and how it affects how we see ourselves and things like that.
All the videos mentioned being seen on the same size of the screen, or did you choose the size?
Well, yeah, so this, the video hexagon, so this is it's a bit of an odd space to show video in, so I was trying to come up with a way to include as many, or just like utilize the space in a different way. So I had done another installation with the. I just have a lot of these screens that happen to be all the same size, so that I could show like three channel works and it all looks uniform. But this was a way for me to use a little bit of space and show a larger number of artists. And you kind of have to, I like that it moves you around the space because you can't see it all at one time. So it kind of forces you to interact.
Pretty cool.
Thanks.
Yeah, like going to the museums that have large video collections, and you go to a little like cubicle, look at the screen, and you can keep, you know, it's like a very different experience. So I really loved how you were able to incorporate multiple moving pictures in the same space. Yes, yeah, fantastic. And I still feel like I can pay attention to each one individually.
Oh, and also we have a one-night screening of Jonathan Monahan down the hallway in the Buchanan Room. He's our current studio fellow, and he is here today if you'd like to talk to him about his work. He's going to be making new work while he's here, and we might do other screenings trying to utilize different spaces in our galleries and on our windows and all kinds of things. So he's right down there in the door.
Great.